Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
And good day to all. Again, Michael Corbin sitting in for Alex, who's in New York City covering the Republican National Convention. And we've been covering that. He's been covering that for the last couple of days. He's going to be there for the next several days covering the Republican National Convention. He will be joining me live, as he did the last 2 days, from New York to give us an update on things that are going on out there, things that he's observing. He's got a film crew, a camera crew out there, and he's covering the thing as really, really good. And as we heard yesterday in his report, there's a lot of things going on out there. So we'll get to him today, and also Paul Joseph Watson will be joining me at the bottom of this hour, and he'll be bringing us up to date on PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Paul is also the author of Order Out of Chaos, and we've got a lot of ground to cover, actually. And I want to invite you, first of all, to go to Alex's website at www.infowars.com. He's got a picture up there of the Fuji blimp that he was reporting about yesterday. Very interesting, because this blimp is on loan to the New York City Police Department, maybe even probably the state of New York, but who knows. But nevertheless, it's packed with state-of-the-art electronic surveillance gear. And it's kind of interesting, because in the article that is there with that picture of that blimp, what's really interesting is that article talks about the fact that that Fuji basically makes their blimp available to folks like the police departments as they're passing through. And I'm kind of wondering, in some ways, when they say they're passing through, where are they passing through from and where are they going? Now, there's an innocuous part of that as well, because, you know, we know blimps are used at sporting events, Goodyear blimp over football games and that type of thing. But a couple of years ago, I saw an article in one of the tech magazines. I believe it was Aviation Week and Space Technology, I believe. They were talking about blimps, high-altitude blimps, that are capable of flying at about 80,000, 90,000 feet for sustained amounts of time. There are, as I possibly understand it, they are in use today, and of course their job is to surveil. And I just really think that it's kind of interesting that this kind of technology is in place and probably is being used as we speak, because, again, you know, we know that there's a lot of activity in New York, but that place is really locked down, and it's locked down tight. We've heard some very interesting stories about things that are going on with the crowds there. The Zogby poll indicates that a lot of people do not believe President Bush. They believe that there was some involvement at some level by the president and others in the government on 9/11. And, of course, the Zogby poll also asked the people if they thought that a new investigation was in order. And, of course, an overwhelming number, 65%, said yes. They thought that a new investigation was in order, and that Elliot Spitzer, the Attorney General from New York, should panel a new investigative team to look at 9/11 and what happened. So, again, I think that we actually are turning the corner here, because the all indications are that a lot of people are fed up. And another interesting thing that's on Alex's website is the story about the Kerry daughters being put out on MTV and being booed. You know, MTV, as we know, was always a big fan of people like Bill Clinton, and of course John Kerry would have been their pick. But it's kind of interesting, because when they brought the Kerry daughters out on stage, they were booed and jeered. So I think on both sides of the fence, the game is about up. Anyway, we'll come back. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. I'm Michael Corbin, sitting in for Alex Jones. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327. Extension 150.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
And we continue again. I'm Michael Corbin, sitting in for Alex, who's away in New York, covering the Republican National Convention. Our number today is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Now, I'm here with you today, tomorrow, and Friday. Erskine is going to fill in for Alex, and Alex will continue calling in live from New York each one of those days to update us on what is going on out there. And I just want to say I've really enjoyed sitting in for Alex. It's been an honor to do that. And I've enjoyed all the callers, and the whole thing has been just wonderful. I really enjoy it. And I am the host of A Closer Look, which is heard on the Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday, 5 to 8 p.m. Mountain Time, 7 to 10 Eastern. We do a similar kind of program. We cover the political topics and current events, and we take a closer look. So I invite you to join me on that program. My website address is www.4aclosterlook. That's the number 4aclosterlook.com. If you can't get the radio program, if you don't get the radio program and you want to listen to it live on a live internet stream, you can go to that website, and there is a link to the stream, or you can go to gcnlive.com and select a live audio stream that way as well. And one other thing, too, I want to mention to program directors that are listening to the program. If you want to carry our program, A Closer Look, or any of the other GCN programming, just contact GCN and talk to their technical people and get the scoop on how that's done. GCN has got a really good lineup of hosts and programs. And if you want to get more of that, just give GCN a call. Okay, now, let's move on here. I want to, again, going back to Alex's website at www.infowars.com, there are some really, really interesting stories there that are unfolding or breaking as we're talking. Now, for example, there is, again, I was talking about the Fuji blimp that is there in New York, high above the action, which is tied into the ground command center that has been established for the Republican National Convention. It's the command center that is commanding everything. It's like the nerve center that is commanding everything, and it's keeping everything as tight as they can. The problem is that there are a lot of people there that are very, very unhappy with the things that are going on. I want to applaud a lot of those people out there, the protesters, for their peaceful demonstrations, because we kind of touched on this yesterday. It's so vitally important not to allow the provocateurs to get things stirred up so bad that there is an outbreak of violence, because the President Bush would love nothing more than to have an excuse to slap down martial law, call out the heavy troops, and then see where that goes. And of course, I think in some ways the agenda that the provocateurs have on the ground, and we've seen this in other places like the WTO, the provocateurs' agenda is to create or cause civil disobedience to the point that the heavy-handedness has to take place. And it is not, in my opinion, this is not the way that we want to see things go, because they are looking for an excuse. I mean, consider the fact that all it takes anymore with the way that things are being portrayed to us in the psychological warfare that the government has launched on us, everybody's kind of on a hair trigger. Yesterday we were talking about some of the anger of people. The thing is that what we need to really do is we need to encourage this anger to be directed at positive, proactive action that would basically let our politicians know that we're not taking any more of their stuff. Now, what does that mean? That means, of course, that you vote and you contact your politicians, you write letters to them, and you talk to other people. And education is a very vital and important aspect of this as well, because I'm amazed, and I'm sure a lot of you are too, because a lot of people listening to this program are very constitutional-minded and know and understand what the Constitution is and how we are, it's us. And a lot of people don't need that to be told that, but I'm amazed at how many people don't know what it's all about. I mean, even in this election, you can talk to people on the street and you can ask them who they're going to vote for. And then they give you the answer, and then you say, well, why do you vote for that person? What is that person, what's appealing to you about that person? And you're very hard-pressed in a lot of cases, especially among younger people, you're very hard-pressed in most cases to find any kind of an intelligent answer. It's mostly based on emotional reactions to the propaganda that's being put out there. Anybody but Bush campaign is nothing more than a partisan campaign to basically keep everybody corralled into the bipartisan camp, regardless of who they vote for. And of course, Alex's video, American Dictators, this is his new video, American Dictators, shows and demonstrates this dynamic. Because what happens is if they can keep you corralled into the bipartisan camp, that meaning that you're either a Democrat or a Republican, if they can keep you in that camp, they've got you. Because it doesn't matter who you vote for, it doesn't matter anymore who becomes president, because either way, the New World Order wins. Kerry and Bush are cousins, and they're also members in Skull and Bones. Now, this is the problem that I'm talking about here, is that it doesn't matter to the New World Order, to the architects of that, it doesn't matter, because they are controlling both sides. And this is kind of the Hegelian dialectic, which has been used so many times in politics. It's been used for centuries, actually, throughout the world. I mean, you can trace conflicts in societies, in countries. You can trace these conflicts, and you can, if you get into it and you follow the money and you look at what's going on, you begin to realize that provocateurs and agents, agenteurs of the architects of the New World Order, are always present. They're stirring up both sides. And of course, you know, you take this on a bigger scale around the globe. The whole Middle East activity out there, and things that happened in Spain before the election. The socialist Baathists were blamed for the bombing in Spain the week before the election, and bingo, they got a socialist in office. And of course, this is the problem on a bigger scale. This is where all of this goes. And these guys on both sides of the aisle, Bush and Kerry, one's fascist, one's socialist. I mean, that's what you're getting. You're getting either fascism or you're getting socialism. But, you know, a lot of people think that fascism is extreme right. Actually, fascism is left. So, you know, again, when I'm making the statement that Bush is no conservative, the Republican Party is not a conservative party, then, you know, you have to come to the logical conclusion that they're both on the left. They have to be on the left because any time that you have social welfare, it is a socialist ideal to redistribute your wealth. It's forced charity, it's robbery, and it's wrong. And there is a lot of people out there that find benefit in that, and that's why they want the Democrats to win. They find benefit in that because they can enrich themselves off of your money. But conversely, in Bush's camp, he signed the largest spending bill in the history of this nation. Is that a conservative? Look at your Republican candidates. Look at your Republican representatives. All of them are right there in the game trying to get spending bills passed. And, you know, this is not conservative. Not conservative at all. But anyway, be sure and check out Alex's new film, American Dictators. Again, the subtitle of it is Documenting the Staged Election of 2004. A quote from Alex on this is, "We don't know the future, but we've studied human history, and regardless of who wins the November election 2004, the New World Order wins." And that is a quote from Alex Jones. And of course, he's right. Because like I said, they are controlling both sides, and as long as they can keep you corralled into that camp, they're going to stay in power, and you're going to be your country and everything else is going to be sold out from under you. That's where all of this is going. Very scary. That's why I think that it's very, very worthwhile to start looking very seriously about getting a third-party candidate elected. You know, it's vitally important that we need to start working toward that end and send this message, because believe me, these yahoos here, these guys, Bush, Kerry, and all those partisan politicians, they do watch. They do watch. They watch the numbers. They start seeing these kinds of trends. It's going to put them on notice. And of course, they're going to have to take a long, hard look at it. And of course, that kind of thing will trickle down to your local politicians if you let them know you're not going to go for this anymore. That's, I think, how we start taking our country back. But again, as I said, education is vitally important. You need to help spread the word to people that you talk to on the street, because the more people that start waking up and realizing we live in a republic, okay, and we need to take our country back, the more people that start realizing what the concepts are behind the Constitution, get reacquainted with it, it's like blinders. It's like scales falling off their eyes, because they say, wow. You know, this is the way things should be, and this is the way things were set up, and this is the way they need to get back to. Check out the website at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Alex has all of his videos and books there, and you can order online from those two websites, or you can call toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, 888-253-3139. American Dictators, check it out. We'll be right back after the break. Our number today is 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I'm Michael Corbin. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Thank you. It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful Black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
We continue, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Again, Michael Corbin is sitting in for Alex Jones. Alex is going to be joining me next hour to talk about the current update live from New York at the Republican National Convention. Also coming up at the bottom of the hour today, Paul Joseph Watson will join me, and we will do some updates on some of the things that are going on in his neck of the woods. He, as you know, Paul is Alex's webmaster at PrisonPlanet.tv and PrisonPlanet.com. He's also the author of a book called Order Out of Chaos, and very interesting stuff. And as I said, it seems to me that with the kinds of things that are starting to happen here, that I think we're finally starting to turn a corner. As Alex says, you know, there's a war on for your mind. There's an information war. And I think that we're turning the corner, and I think that things are starting to swing back the other way, because I think the pendulum has swung as far as it's going to go to the other extreme, and I think it's going to start coming back. This is a really, really good time, because so many people are disenfranchised. This thing with 9/11 put the ball into motion. And it's a game of psychological warfare. And as we were talking, the Zogby poll indicates that a lot of people believe that President Bush and others were complicit in the events that led up to 9/11 and itself, the attack itself. And of course, it just goes on and on and on, and it's like living in a parallel universe, because we're running one track here, and we know what's going on, and you see these politicians parading one after the other at the RNC, parading one after the other up to the microphone. All everything's wonderful. We're making headway. We're starting to win this game. Bush, of course, yesterday, I think it was yesterday, he admitted that he doesn't think we can win the war on terror. So now, you know, of course we can't win the war on terror. We have been telling him that for a long time, and if he had any sense about him, he would know that there's no way to win the war on terror, a faceless, nameless war, just like the war on drugs. Okay? So, you know, but his statement is indicative of the idea that he wants to keep the war on terror in perpetuity. He wants to keep this thing going and going and going until they have got the infrastructure built. So, you know, the other thing about this whole thing about the total information awareness and all of this, the infrastructure is not there. It's not built yet. Okay? And that is what John Poindexter was kicking into motion with the Defense Intelligence Agency and TIA, and letting out these huge... I mean, we're having... this is like an orgy of contracting that is going on right now. Everybody's getting their foot in the door to devise technology to enslave us. Okay? And there is pools of money there for them to do that. And the whole war is outsourced. I mean, take a look at it. This is what's going on. These guys are doing this because it's about money and control and power. They want the world under their wing. They want to take us under their thumb. And we're, in some ways, a lot of people in their attitudes are, why not? Because they can protect us from terrorism. They can protect us from ourselves. I mean, you know, that's basically essentially how they think. And it's a real sad state of affairs, in my opinion, because, number one, they can't protect us. Bush himself has admitted that the war on terror may never end, that maybe we can't win that war. Well, anybody liberty-minded, any liberty-minded people will understand and realize that that's why you keep your guns, because your responsibility is to protect yourself and your family and your property. That is a God-given right. They have no authority. The state has no authority to take that away. None at all. They have no authority to give you rights either, because rights only come from the Creator. And that is the beautiful part about a Bill of Rights and the Constitution and the great country that we are, because we recognize the inalienable right. And again, we have to be responsible for ourselves. And so that's, you know, that's, to me, that's the bottom line. And we need to get politicians elected, get them in office. We need to get the politicians in office that understand that and realize that they are the servants of us, and that that is their only job, not to go out and make big deals, not to outsource the government, not to enrich themselves and all their friends in this cronyism. It's totally ridiculous. Okay, coming up again, as I said, we're going to take the break. Our number is 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. We'll take your calls. Also, Paul Joseph Watson, Alex's webmaster for PrisonPlanet.tv and PrisonPlanet.com, will be joining me. And get to those websites. Get to Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Check out the video, the newest video, American Dictators, documenting the staged election of 2004. I'm Michael Corbin. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage settlement is usually completed in 4 to 6 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt settlement has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Ladies, for healthier, more radiant skin and hair, you need to start flipping it. Do you flip it?
When I first started flipping it, I couldn't believe my eyes.
Once you start flipping it, you'll never stop. The next time you pick up one of your beauty products, flip it over and examine the ingredients. You'll be astonished by what the packaging reveals to you. Many mainstream beauty products are comprised almost entirely of synthetic petrochemicals. For a more natural approach to looking and feeling great, visit naturalskinandhair.com or call their friendly and knowledgeable staff toll-free at 1-866-339-SKIN.
Start flipping it today because you really can look great without all the synthetic chemicals.
Once you start flipping it, you'll be glad you did. Visit naturalskinandhair.com for more information on natural beauty products. Do you flip it? Call 866-339-SKIN. That's 866-339-SKIN. Or visit naturalskinandhair.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The battle goes on. I'm Michael Corbin sitting in for Alex Jones. Our number today, 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Give us a call. Joining me now is Paul Joseph Watson, who is Alex's webmaster at PrisonPlanet.tv and PrisonPlanet.com. He's also author of Order Out of Chaos. And good day to you, Paul. How are you doing?
Good to be back, Michael.
It's good to have you back. And I'm on PrisonPlanet.com right now. I invite the listeners to check out the website. There's a lot of interesting stories there. Let's cover a couple of them, okay?
Yep.
What's really hot today?
Well, I mean, most of the stories on the website in the police date section are obviously about what's been going on at the convention. And just to bring listeners up to speed, I was up until around 5 a.m. last night and into this morning keeping track of what was unfolding in New York. And the events that have taken place have been completely blacked out by the establishment media.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with the arrest numbers, and this is possibly something you can ask Alex later.
Okay.
CNN is reporting 900 arrests made yesterday in total, and yet this completely contradicts every eyewitness report that I came across last night.
Mm-hmm.
The people on the ground were saying at least 1,000 had been arrested by 8 p.m., and it wasn't until 9 p.m. that most of the mass roundups and police brutality began.
Uh-huh.
And as Alex mentioned yesterday, we had more reports of police using bikes and mopeds to simply run into people at high speed. And it's interesting that they used plain clothed cops to do this because according to the New York Daily News, that was the case. Now, obviously people are going to be wary of the police and, you know, get out of the way if they see them coming at them, but they're not going to be expecting anyone, you know, in a shirt and jeans to just plow into large groups of people, which is what was reported. So I found that quite interesting. Furthermore, in the same article, the Daily News reports that they've been using these giant plastic nets to simply trap people and keep them in one position, including scores of journalists and tourists who were, you know, simply walking out of the subway and documenting what was going on. But Mayor Bloomberg came out with an interesting statement in the same article. He said, quote, "This isn't something like it's supposed to be a fair fight. We have laws," he fumed. "You break the law and you're going to find yourself arrested, period. End of story." But the mass arrests, which were taking place yesterday, were just completely random sweeps of anyone. They hadn't broken any laws, as is proven by the paperwork when these people were being processed at what's called Pier 57, which is the temporary camp they've set up where they cram people into these tiny cages. When these people were released, the police would write "don't know" next to you know, the entry for the reason for arrest, which strongly suggests that it was just an order from above to conduct these mass roundups on a large scale with no reason for arrest.
Well, you know, I think in a lot of ways this benefits them in a couple of ways, and that is that it's given them an opportunity to have a real trial run in real time with handling masses of people for the eventual, you know, the total police state kind of thing. Because to me, when you see this kind of thing going on, as we talked yesterday, it's so vitally important that the protesters maintain a peaceful stance to keep from having Bush to have an excuse to call out the heavy hitters, the troops. You know, the thing is, though, is that they are, it looks to me in some ways that they may be, you know, doing a real-time examination of how their system works.
Well, yeah, undoubtedly they're kind of oiling the cogs of the police state.
Yeah.
But the only aggression that I came across was coming from police, and mainly plainclothes police. We had reports of undercover cops hitting old ladies in the face, people being thrown to the ground, people being thrown against walls. And later on in the night, and this Alex has talked about this a lot, they actually rolled out the white armored Humvee, which holds the sound weapon, the acoustic audio weapon, which is designed to disperse large groups of people by, you know, emitting this piercing noise at high decibels that the Associated Press reported on last week. Thankfully, they didn't use it, but I don't doubt that we'll see its reappearance later this week.
Mm-hmm.
Something even more sickening was there was actually, from the eyewitnesses, a policy in place to arrest medical personnel en masse, so that when the handcuffed protesters who were brutally beaten in several different areas of the city, when they were beaten, they couldn't get treatment because all the medics had been arrested. I mean, you know, how sick is that?
Yeah, that's very sick. Very, very sick indeed. You know, the other thing, there's a couple of other things I'm seeing here on the site at prisonplanet.com, and that is that you've got some stories on here about this 8-year-old arrested, taken to adult jail for throwing a basketball at a child.
Yeah, and this follows on from previous stories, such as the one where a high schooler was arrested for wearing a baseball cap backwards.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this third grader, I believe it was in New Mexico, threw a basketball at a child and refused to return to class. So, I mean, they called the police, and then later on the child was thrown into an adult juvenile, well, it wasn't a juvenile facility, it was an adult facility, harangued by the fellow inmates, taunted, and then only released later on, and the parents are filing a lawsuit against it. But again, It's another example of this police state mentality where they will pick on the most defenseless individuals and
right.
target them.
Yeah, yeah. And the final thing I want to talk about before we get to some callers, and that is I heard that Bush had said yesterday, I believe it was yesterday, that we can't win the war on terror. And I see an article here under the general section at prisonplanet.com where it says Bush has recanted and says terror war will be won. What do you know about that?
Well, he came out with the comment that it can't be won on Monday on a TV interview.
That's right, okay.
He actually called into the Rush Limbaugh show yesterday in a big, you know, staged event and reversed his position
uh-huh.
in front of the, you know, the neocon worshippers. But in a sense, his original comment is right for two reasons. I mean, one, we know who's behind the terror, and it's, you know, it's the people above Bush who are writing his scripts.
Yeah.
And two, even if you do believe that there are these independent terrorist groups, you can never completely eradicate terrorism because it's not a physical thing, it's a tactic. It's just a word, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but Bush isn't making these comments for those reasons. We've been told many times that it's a war which will not only last our lifetimes, but a war which will potentially never end.
Yeah.
And in a permanent state of war, there can exist a permanent police state and a permanent climate of fear, which will then obviously coerce people into giving up their rights in the name of security. So Bush's comments are merely the, you know, the same conditioning mechanism to try to hoodwink people into living in this never-ending state of fear. And remember what Bush said right after 9/11, the terrorists attacked us because they hate our freedom. And he was right, the military-industrial complex attacked us because they hate our freedom, and now they are pushing the agenda to take that freedom away.
Yeah, that's as I was mentioning earlier. It's an example of the Hegelian dialectic because they control both sides of a conflict, but they got to have conflict going. And of course, you know, the Cold War is supposedly over. We needed a new enemy, and I think that's what this whole war on terror is cut out of whole cloth that way because it supplants the Cold War as the new enemy, and it proposes to go in perpetuity, which is what they are basically saying that it's going to do. It could go generations. It could never end.
Well, yeah, and they seek to make it immediate to people's personal lives and not just something which is happening in some foreign country, which is why in my country, in Britain, every couple of months they have these what they call mass terror sweeps where they will arrest 15 to 20 individuals, say they were planning to, you know, poison the London Underground or something like that. It'll be front page headline for 3 days, and then quietly a week later the vast majority of those individuals are released with no evidence against them.
Yeah.
And it's in the back of the paper. But what that does is it makes the people of Britain think that, you know, there are these groups of terrorist cells running around in their neighborhoods planning to blow stuff up. So they try and bring it, you know, they try and give it that sense of immediacy so people feel all the more threatened by it and kowtowed into fear.
Yeah, very dastardly, I'd say. Definitely. Hey, let's take some calls. We've got Bob calling in from Michigan. Good day, Bob. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. Hello there, Mike and your guest. Hey, I got two brief subjects. I don't want to hog the lines, but I just want to clear something up on yesterday where this guy called. Like, he sounded like a liberal because the way he was mentioned Paul Harvey. I did not say shoot the protesters. I'm a protester in government, which is my next subject, every single day. I said the ones that use lethal force, like the Molotov cocktails trying to kill that policeman, I said they should be shot. But anyway, this other subject that's bothering me very bad is the reason why we got such a divided country is because like we have a divided government. On one side, they're saying, let's try to defeat terrorism, but yet you have the INS letting these illegals run around the country and even get away with murder.
Yeah.
I mailed in, I faxed in a thing to Ed Jones. He said, go ahead, send it in to prove to him an Associated Press story by Michelle Malkin. You probably know her.
Yeah, Michelle Malkin, yeah.
Okay. She told of where an illegal alien murdered a deputy in the state of Washington and got away with it. Now, how can we just sit back and be responsible citizens and depend on the federal government to protect us when they let these people come in and run around the country and even get away with murder. Now listen to you. I'm done.
Okay, thanks, Bob. And in response to your first comment, you know, I understand your what you're saying about that they should be dealt with harshly and shot if they use any kind of lethal force against the police, which I think in a lot of ways that is the standard operating procedure of the police department. But the thing is that we still have to be mindful of the fact that we have got to not give them an excuse to drop the hammer down on everybody, and that's exactly what those provocateurs are trying to do. In response to your second question, or second comment, I agree that we are a divided nation, but you can, again, look at all these issues. There are double standards here. There are double standards in play. The immigration, the illegal immigration issue is one of those kinds of things, and how it's plugged into the war on terror is another, because they're talking about we've got to stop the terrorists from coming in the country. They've spent millions, if not billions of dollars on airport security, but yet they do not do anything at the border. And they allow tens of thousands of people in this country a month, and the INS guys that are down there on the border are not allowed to do anything about it. So there is a double standard. But as far as the division in this country, you can just look at the two political parties, the Democrats and the Republicans. And I've talked about that earlier, that it doesn't matter which side you're on. They're controlling both sides. And that's something we have to start recognizing. You got any comments on that, Paul?
Well, I mean, going back to the first comment about the protesters, the bottom line is that even if you don't agree with some of what these people are protesting about, and in fact some of them were pro-immigration protesters, the onslaught of brutality that they faced last night is a complete insult to the Constitution and any notion of freedom.
That's right.
And the mainstream media, the establishment media, completely blacked it out, even though it's, you know, a so-called liberal media conspiracy, but they blacked it out. Mm-hmm. And all we hear about today is how great Arnold's speech was, you know, and how Dick Cheney's looking a little bit under the weather. But don't forget that this police state, when Kerry's elected, it will rain down on pro-life, anti-immigration, and pro-Second Amendment protesters.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the system's in place. So to support a crackdown on left-wingers is only, you know, digging your own grave when a Democrat gets in power and all this rains down on right-wing protesters.
Absolutely. And the fact still remains that under the Constitution, everybody has a right to voice their opinion and their dissent. If they don't like something, that's their right to do it. And, you know, this is the idea, though, is to inflame one group over another. And that's what they really specialize in doing.
And the individuals that are throwing Molotov cocktails are likely to be those provocateurs.
Absolutely.
We've had the first reports of provocateur actions coming in where Black Bloc anarchists, you know, when they're asked which group, you know, they're affiliated with, they won't respond, and they're out there setting fire to trash cans. So we're starting to see that take place last night and into today. So that's what we need to be wary of. These individuals that are there to be violent are often, as we've seen numerous examples in the past, under the protection of the government.
Absolutely. That's the sad fact of the whole thing. Let's take a call. Regina in Pennsylvania. Good afternoon, Regina. You're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to call in because as far as you had mentioned yesterday, somebody called in that third party can't win. I also like Michael Badnarik, except that his position on abortion, Libertarian Party is really, right now Laura Bush standing up and defending her husband and with fetal tissue and vaccinations, and her defending husband that he's the first man that's opened up the door for us to taxpayer fund fetal tissue research.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, with Kerry coming up, and once the door is open, he's gonna open it more when we can use the fat tissue and the umbilical cord to accomplish this. We don't, for stem cells, we can get it that way. And I just want to say that the petitions that were passed around in Pennsylvania for Michael Peruca, there were presidential electors listed. So I would just want to suggest that maybe you get Michael Peruca, Chuck Baldwin, or even Michael Badnarik on. If you could question him on the illegals, because I understand that he isn't too strong in opposition against illegal immigration, and you being as strong as you are, Mr. Corbin, I'm a little surprised your support of him, if that is the case.
Well,
and you know, I mean, to me, these three probably know the Constitution and Bill of Rights inside out, up and down, more than Bush, Kerry, any of these people other than Ron Paul. You know, and when and then Tancredo is trying to do something, and this is a real serious problem. And, you know, I don't understand. I read an article about Michael Badnarik in our Tribune Review. It was called Principles Without Paychecks, and how much it cost him to go and just get his, be able to sign in, you know, to get his nomination.
Right.
He barely had money to go and pay for a motel. I can't believe that these people would just run around the country endlessly and have, you know, us try to get involved in petitions, but they didn't truly think that there was a chance for them. But at least now I know that there's been some resistance with my situation of me wanting Mr. Peruca and even Mr. Badnarik in the debate.
Right.
I got big resistance for me wanting that. So,
I know, and I'll address that coming back from the break. Thanks for your call, Regina. I appreciate it. And I will indeed check out Michael Badnarik's immigration policy stance. We'll be right back after the break. Paul Joseph Watson is with me. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Again, we'll be right back after the break.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I'm Michael Corbin, sitting in for Alex Jones, who, by the way, will be joining me next hour, at the bottom of the next hour, to give us a live update from the Republican National Convention in New York. And we will look forward to that report as Paul and I are talking. Paul Joseph Watson is online with me, and he's Alex's webmaster at PrisonPlanet.tv and PrisonPlanet.com. Also author of Order Out of Chaos. As we've been talking, the mainstream establishment media is blacking out a substantial portion of what's really happening on the ground in New York, and we're going to get a scoop from Alex about what's taking place there coming up at the bottom of the next hour. Paul, welcome back, and let's grab another call. We got Frank calling in from Colorado. Good morning, Frank. You're on the air.
Oh, good morning, Michael. Can you hear me there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to take a minor issue with you on one thing.
Okay.
You talk about the difference being between a fascist and a socialist in terms of the parties. And
yeah.
That's not real accurate.
Why not?
Well, both parties are socialist.
Yeah.
The argument is whether we go to right-wing socialism through the Republicans, which is fascism,
right,
or left-wing socialism through the Democrats, which is Marxism.
Well, see, Frank, and you know, the thing is I choose to make the distinction that they're both in the same camp, and they're both on the left. I mean, in my way of defining the left and the liberal is the idea that they're both in that same camp. They're not right wing at all.
No, they're both leftists.
Right wing would be your conservative, and as far as I'm concerned, a conservative has nothing to do with any kind of overblown government and stealing your money and redistributing wealth.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I don't call myself either liberal or conservative. I call myself pro-American.
Yeah.
That basically makes me hated equally by both sides.
People are very emotional about this, particularly this election year. They're very emotional about the whole thing.
Yeah, the country is so divided, and they don't realize that they're divided to avoid looking at what's actually going on.
Yeah.
The direction we're going doesn't make a darn bit of difference which side gets in power. Bush or Kerry, you know, you'll have a difference in the type of administration,
mm-hmm.
which makes a difference to the top 10, possibly 25% of the people.
Right.
The middle 50% of the people, it's really not going to make a whole lot of difference for one way or the other. Actually, the bottom 25%, the Democrats, the Marxist form, is probably a little bit more benign form of socialism.
Mm-hmm.
But we all suffer under socialism, if you're pro-American anyway.
Yeah, yes, we do, and that's what's got to stop, because that is not the way that this country was structured. And, you know, you could call what Bush is, and this is kind of the game. They had this on the drawing boards back in the 60s and even probably before that, but they call it friendly fascism, and they create these circumstances that make people, like the psychological warfare angle, they make people depend on them and welcome it.
Absolutely.
And that's their version of friendly fascism. Paul, did you want to add anything? We've got about a minute.
Well, yeah, I mean, the leaders of the neocon movement owe their political philosophy, the roots of it, to Trotskyism. I mean, there were big articles about that, you know, ghost of Trotsky walks the halls of the White House in the big Canadian newspapers. I mean, going back to the left-right thing, I mean, what was Stalin into? He was into concentration camps, mass arrest, elimination of free speech. What was Hitler into? The same thing, and yet we were told Stalin was communist left and Hitler was fascist right. It's the same system, it's the same policies, it's a command and control establishment that rules with an iron fist, so there really is no left and right when you get to the extreme of both political perspectives.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Frank, we got to go, but we got to take the break, okay?
Ready.
All right, thanks for your call. And we'll take the break and come back and continue with your calls. And Paul Joseph Watson, I want to talk to Paul next hour about the book Order Out of Chaos. I'm very interested in what that book is about. 1-800-259-9231 is our number, 1-800-259-9231. I'm Michael Corbin. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.